Chapter 3. The Officer, the Mayor, and the Spy. The investigation against Fritsch and the proceedings of the court-martial moved some younger, stauncher supporters of the General to rally to his defence. Naturally, some of these people were critical of the regime, especially of the arbitrary, dirty games of the SS and the Gestapo. One of them was more than critical. A senior officer in the Amt Auslandabwehr, the military secret service, Lieutenant Colonel Hans Oster, was a closet anti-Nazi. The Fritsch affair gave him the perfect opportunity to unite like-minded people, from the army, the bureaucracy, the foreign ministry, and the conservative establishment, to fight for a legal, legitimate cause, to prove Fritsch's innocence, reinstate him as the commander-in-chief of the army, and lay bare the crimes of the Gestapo. Oster, a rising star of German military intelligence, was born in 1887, the son of a Dresden pastor. He was educated from an early age as a devout Protestant Christian, and, as a staunch patriot and royalist, he chose to embark on a military career. He was decorated for bravery during the Great War, and, like many others, was disgusted by the Democratic Revolution of 1918 to 1919. He agreed to serve the Republic, or the frail multi-party state, as he called it, only with great reluctance. In the army, Oster was known as a talented, handsome officer, a good cello player, a lover of the equestrian arts, and a gregarious womanizer. In January 1933, when the National Socialists took over the country, Oster was mired in his own affairs. A few days beforehand, on December the 31st, the army had discharged him because of a relationship he had had with the wife of a well-known professor. With his promising career in tatters, Oster spent several months hunting for work in vain. Salvation eventually came from unexpected quarters. Admiral Wilhelm Canaris, a senior officer in the Abwehr and an old friend, answered Oster's desperate pleas and petitioned for his case. The Supreme Command refused to reinstate him.